Moving on now, an informal meeting of EU foreign ministers is taking place in Copenhagen against a backdrop of deadly Russian attacks on the Ukrainian capital Kyiv. The Taoiseach, Simon Harris, has called for a full and unconditional ceasefire, while the Danish defence minister said military support for Ukraine will be the most important subject discussed today. To find out the latest, we're joined by Shona Murray, who is Europe correspondent with Euronews. Shona, we're hearing about how there's a day of mourning in Kyiv for the 23 people killed in the latest Russian attacks. And President Zelensky urged Western allies to send a strong joint signal to the President Vladimir Putin. How do you think the EU will respond today?
Well, we heard from Ursula von der Leyen just a moment ago saying that there's proposals in the new EU budget for a five-fold increase in defence spending in the for the next 7 years. She's also talking about strengthening Europe's capabilities and Ukraine's capabilities for the next few years ahead, and also saying that Ukraine needs ironclad security guarantees, which the EU had hoped that the United States could cover. But if you look at the reaction from the Trump administration to that attack on Wednesday and Thursday by Putin on Kyiv, I think the Europeans are sort of saying to themselves right now that there's really not a huge amount of hope that they can rely on the US for security guarantees for Ukraine or for the European continent in the coming years.
The Taoiseach, Simon Harris, has been talking about more sanctions, saying they're required, but we know countries like Hungary sometimes limits the ability of the EU to do just that. Where does that stand?
Well, they're working on a 19th sanctions package, which will be applied to particular Russians and certain Russian organisations. And often Hungary then says that it will prevent the rollover of these sanctions or the passage of these sanctions. But that's sort of still all to play for. I think so far Hungary has passed 18 so far.
We were due to hear from both the German and French leaders at this informal summit. Has that happened?
We heard from them last night, from Merz and Macron. And what we heard from Friedrich Merz was very interesting. He said that at this point, we can't hope that there will be a meeting of Zelensky and Putin. Remember, that was some of the most important things that was supposed to materialise from this peace plan of Donald Trump. And Merz has basically set scotch this idea now. And both sides have said Putin is barbaric. And both have agreed that they can't really take it seriously that Putin actually wants a negotiated settlement or an end to this war. So it really brings back and sort of dissolves all the bit of progress that has been made over the past few weeks.
Finally, Gaza is also on the agenda. We were hearing in the headlines that the Israeli military has commenced its takeover of Gaza City. What's the response there in Copenhagen?
That's going to be all day tomorrow. And we heard from Sweden and the Netherlands that they say they're ready now for there to be proper trade sanctions against Israel. But we all know how this goes, Paul. Larger countries like Germany and Italy with large populations will block any passage of strong sanctions against Israel. And that's probably less likely to happen. So we'll have strong condemnatory words from the EU, but no action.
Shona Murray, Europe correspondent at Euronews. Thanks for joining us. We'll have more news after this break.